The Ohio House and Senate have voted to override Governor Mike DeWine's veto of Senate Bill 22. The move means a law can go into effect that weakens the authority of orders and states of emergency issued by the governor. But it could face a legal challenge. Throughout the past year, Republican leadership in the House and Senate have clashed with Governor Mike DeWine over the health orders he's issued in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. That clash culminated in the form of the legislature overriding DeWine's veto of Senate Bill 22.
Do you think you're going to have enough votes to override a gubernatorial veto on SB 22?
Yes, absolutely positive about it.
The bill limits a state of emergency to 90 days, gives lawmakers authority to terminate a state of emergency after 30 days, and allows them to terminate orders coming out of that emergency all through a resolution. For example, health orders issued under the current state of emergency include last year's stay-at-home order and the current mask mandate. Republican Senator Rob McCauley says this change brings more accountability and allows legislators to represent their constituents in the order-making process. He also disagrees with DeWine's claim that the bill is unconstitutional.
There are over a dozen other examples of the legislature being able to override an action of the executive branch via concurrent resolution already in the revised code, unchallenged, sometimes there for four decades.
Democratic Senator Nikki Antonio opposed the override vote. She says SB 22 creates roadblocks that can slow down critical response time, saying a governor needs the authority to issue emergencies and health orders to quickly respond to a dilemma.
In an emergency, when there's a crisis, we are a deliberative branch of government. We are co-equal. But sometimes, and you all gotta be with me on this, our deliberation takes a while.
The Senate approved the override by a vote of 23 to 10, and the House approved the override 62 to 35. The breakdown was mostly along party lines, with only three Republicans voting with Democrats against the override. On the floor, Democrats argued the bill endangers Ohioans. House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes says when it comes to creating health orders to protect the public, the process is better left to health experts and not the Ohio legislature.
You all are great at a lot of things. You are brilliant orators, lawyers, business owners, farmers, and more, but you are not good at public health. And I dare any of you to debate me on that because you can't. And I can tell. As you're smirking at me with your not wearing a mask, you are not good at public health. This is not your lane. You need to get out of it.
Her comments brought a rebuke from Republican House Speaker Bob Kupp, both on the floor and in a conference call with reporters. Kupp says Ohio is joining 26 other states that have a process like this to check a governor's orders.
We are just adjusting and modernizing our statute. It is not a personal thing between the legislature and the governor, no matter what the Democrats might say.
This is the first time the Ohio legislature has voted to override a governor's veto in more than 2 years. Last year, DeWine vetoed three bills outright, including legislation similar to SB 22. Republican Senate President Matt Huffman was asked why lawmakers created this process instead of passing bills to rescind a governor's orders.
The General Assembly needs to be able to act without the governor vetoing that bill and having to come back and of course, overriding the veto and going through some of the apparent unpleasantness that we've had over the last couple months.
The Legislative Service Commission, a nonpartisan entity that researches and drafts bills for lawmakers, said in its analysis of SB 22 that there are constitutional questions about rescinding a governor's order by concurrent resolution. It also said the bill could violate separation of powers if it's attempting to give the General Assembly a legislative veto authority. The bill does not go into effect for another 90 days. DeWine has said the legislation could likely be challenged in court. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.